I'm Yvette Benton, a sanctified wife, a helpmeet that is suitable. According to the word in 1 Corinthians 7:14, a sanctified wife can sanctify her husband. And I believe and received that blessing and miracle. You can have that same miracle. Sanctify yourself. Don't let anyone tell you it takes two. I'm a living witness. It only takes one. One that is sanctified and holy, set apart, fit for the master's use. Sanctify your husband in prayer.
Come here. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. This will be our first live. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Our first live podcast edition for Submitted and Strong. I'm your podcast host, Yvette Benton, and I've been looking at some things, studying some things, and I got stirred up about this topic. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do a recording. I want to go live for the podcast. So I'm excited about what God is doing. Submitted and Strong podcast is dedicated to women, strong women. Some of us are super strong. And if you're anything like me, because I grew up strong, I had a lot of trouble understanding how to be submitted. I had a lot of trouble understanding how to be submitted to God and to my husband. And so this podcast is dedicated to learning what's necessary for me to become submitted, for me to continue to be strong, but not to allow the strength to hinder my submission. Oh, I said something there. Not to allow my strength to hinder my submission. So I've been studying a familiar scripture and I'm thrilled. So are you subscribed to the Submitted and Strong podcast? I have a message. So let's talk. Let's talk for a moment. James 5. This has been in my spirit. I spoke to my mentoring group about this scripture. I've been looking at it in different translations. I know it's a familiar scripture, but something has really popped out, and I have determined to learn. The assignment of the enemy that tries to stop us from doing what God has told us to do. We are going to get this message. We're going to get this message. So I'm excited to bring to you this message on fervent prayers. This message on fervent prayers. We know how to pray. We're learning how to pray. And part of what I do with my mentees is teach them how to pray with authority and pray with power. But in this situation, I want to make sure my prayers avail. I have to make sure that my prayers avail. And I want your prayers to avail. If we're going to be submitted and strong, we need prayer. If we're going to be submitted and strong, we have to have results. I don't need to pray with no results. Lord have mercy. Somebody's going to give me a high five. I don't need to pray without results. So turn with me. If you have your Bible. So I'm here with my electronic Bible. Bam. I'm here with my electronic Bible. I've got Colonel Devon in here as my podcast tech. We're about to break up this word. We're about to break up this word. I'm excited about it. All right. So go to James 5. And I'm going to be looking at some scriptures. I'm going to be looking at the word fervent. This has been, I taught a little bit about it a few days ago, and it has just completely shifted some things in me. The first thing I want to do is I want to give you a definition. So even before we read the scripture, I'm going to give you a definition because I want it in your spirit. I want it in your mind. And we're going to continue talking about getting our prayers through as strong women of God, as submitted women of God. And one thing that stuck out to me when I was studying this, the word fervent, There are some words in the Bible. There are some scriptures I know by heart. There are some things I decree and declare, and I don't truly have the full knowledge. And sometimes God will have me highlight a word and really do a deep study so I can understand the power I have. So I can understand the power we have in being submitted daughters, submitted sons, whoever you are to the Lord. It's imperative that you know what Jesus has provided for you. So in James 5, a familiar scripture, but I want to give you this definition first. The word fervent means energeo. Energeo. I know you already know the foundation of that word is energy. Part of the problem many of us are having, that the reason some of our prayers aren't being answered, is because we don't have the right energy. I keep saying the world keeps talking about bring that energy. How come the body of Christ is not saying, I got to bring energy to my prayers? I've got to bring energy to what I'm decreeing and declaring, because the word fervent is energio. Energio, it means effective, it means active, it means mighty. Woo! Effective, efficient, active, mighty, and work. Uh-oh, that's a word right there. It means work. It says it right here in this definition. It means work, but it also means effect. So I want effective prayers. I want the prayers to avail. You already know where we're going, but I've got to do some things first. And one of the things I have to do is bring the energy. So what does the enemy do? He tries to weigh me down when there's a prayer that needs to get through, because he knows when I see more and more of my prayers answered, and I see more and more of my prayers coming to pass and manifesting, it's going to increase my faith. It's going to increase my faith. It's going to increase the faith of those I'm praying for and praying with. So I am tasked today to make sure all of us that are submitted and strong understand, bring the energy. Bring the energy to your prayer. So let's look at the scripture. So I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Classic, and I'm going to be referencing the New Living Translation. But this word, this teaching is coming from the Amplified Classic. The 16th verse in James 5, this is familiar to us. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. We're already talking about what will it take for your prayers to get answers. What will it take for you to see some things manifesting in your life? One of your prayers should be that I'm submitted and strong. Lord have mercy. One of your prayers needs to be so that you are lining up with the word. I want to be a helpmeet. I want to be holy. I want to be submitted while I'm being strong. But if you're not confessing your faults, one of my faults was that I didn't know how to be submitted. One of my faults, see, my culture and my generation was telling me that being submitted was a bad thing, that being submitted was something I needed to work my way out of. I was taught, basically, if I get enough money or I have enough degrees or I have the right position, I don't have to be submitted to a man. Uh-oh. I'm going to step on some toes like the Holy Spirit stepped on mine when I got this revelation years ago. But it's actually a fault. It was a fault of mine. And so the word is telling us to confess our faults. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, you better not confess your faults to just anyone. Don't do it. Because I started saying certain things and people tried to change my mind. They were saying things that my flesh liked, but they weren't saying things that lined up with the word. So understand when you're confessing your faults that you are being led by Holy Spirit on who to confess your faults to. But then it says to pray one for another. Now, don't pray your will, pray God's will. So many people try to pray their will on my life versus praying the word of God. So you got to be careful who you confess your faults to, and then learn to pray one for another that she may be healed. Now, in another episode, I'm going to really do a teaching on the importance of being healed while you pray, the importance of healing while you're praying, the importance of continuing your healing after you pray, because being healed is so imperative, because without it, when your heart is heavy, when your heart is broken, your words will be spoken. And because those words, if those words are spoken out of a heart that's broken, sometimes they don't match the word. That's another episode. So that's why you have to subscribe so you can hear that teaching when I bring it. But this teaching is about the familiar part of James 5 and 16. This part, it says the effectual, fervent prayer. The effectual. How many times have you said that and just skipped over the part of being fervent, or just said it so commonly? We get so familiar with some scriptures that we don't stop and realize, wait a minute, I gotta tap into this word. It says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Of a righteous man availeth much. Now that was King James, and I already told you I'm going to be doing looking at the Amplified Classic to really break it up, but I wanted you to hear energeo as a definition, because we're going to bring the energy. So James 5 and 16 in the Amplified Classic, the focus I want to get to, it says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Oh my God. Oh my God. Dynamic in its working. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. When we look at all of these words that lead us to fervency, that lead us to being fervent, the word fervent is bring the fire, bring the energy, step it up. Don't come to the Lord with yourself so heavy. Go to God and get rid of the heaviness so that you can be fervent in your prayers. I understand when we go to God and we need healing. Exactly. We got to be healed in order for this to manifest. I'm talking about understanding how to get your prayer to avail. If it's going to be availing, it's got to be dynamic. Oh my God. If it's going to manifest, it's got to have some energy. Don't come to God like you're already defeated. Don't come to God like you don't know what he's already done for you, what he's already done through you. We've got to understand, what do I need to do in my life to bring the energy? What do I need to do for me to understand this energy is not at the level in which this prayer needs to make it through? Stop and think about it. This energy that I have, does it match what's necessary? I tell my mentees all the time, your worship and your weapons need to match your war. This is not about the army right now, but Lord have mercy, that's so good. Your worship and your weapons better match your war. If you're in a war and you got weak weapons, you're going to see yourself losing when God says you're a winner. In this right here, God has given us the formula for our prayers to avail, for our prayers to be answered, for our prayers to manifest. What's the point of praying if I can't get my prayer through? I need my prayers to manifest. I know super holy people, sometimes they'll be like, that's not the reason we pray. I don't just pray. Now, you can have that. I do pray for conversation with the Lord. I'm thankful and I'm honored that he allows me to pray and have conversation. But when I'm praying and I have a need, I need the prayer to avail. I'm not going to get so super deep and like, well, whether or not he answers it or not. No, this scripture tells me I have some authority to make sure my prayers are availing. I have some authority to make sure my prayers are powerful, my prayers are dynamic, my prayers are tremendous. If I'm praying for you and your healing, you want my prayers to be dynamic and tremendous. If I'm praying to increase, if I'm praying for my relationships, for my children, I don't want to just hear I prayed some words and nothing happened. I want some power behind it. And what we've been missing is fervency. It's knowing about being fervent. So I'm here to really encourage every one of us. Check your energy level. Check your energy level when you pray, because that energy level is going to be dictated by your faith level. Your energy is dictated by your faith. Let me tell you why. Because if you don't have faith that God's going to do what he says he's going to do, then you're going to come to prayer with low energy. You're going to come to prayer and you're going to say some words, but we're going to be able to tell when someone prays for you and they believe it. They literally transfer their belief to your body. When I lay my hands and say you are healed, if I have fervency, I literally transfer my fervency, my belief, my power, how dynamic it is into whomever I am praying. I'm telling you, this is available to every one of us. That's why it's so key. That's why it's so important. If you're going to be submitted, your prayers have to have fervency. If you're going to continue to be a strong person in the Lord, a strong helpmeet, a strong individual who's also submitted, God has an expectation. And when I look this up in the New Living Translation, my God, it says, great power, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Oh my God, it produces wonderful results. The New Living Translation, the Amplified Classic, King James Version, whichever version is going to bless you. Let me tell you, I want wonderful results. I want tremendous power and dynamic working. I want prayers that avail. I want your prayers to avail. I'm decreeing and declaring my prayers shall avail. But I don't want to miss that I have sometimes been working with people or getting into this weariness. We got to cancel weariness so our prayers shall avail. We got to get healed so our prayers can avail. How can we remain strong in our natural careers and strong in the natural, but not strong in the spiritual? Oh, we're going to be strong in our spirit, just like we're strong in the natural. And part of our strength comes from our prayers. Part of our strength comes from us being able to say, I'm submitted and strong, and my prayers avail much. Not just avail, that's enough to run. Not just avail, my prayers shall avail much. So what prayers have you been praying? And they haven't availed much. This is the peace that God has been stirring up on the inside of me. But Yvette, is it fervent? I'm saying, Yvette, are you saying it with some energy? Are you saying it with power? Are you saying it and you showing me that you believe? The fervency tells God, Lord, I believe what your word says. I believe you can heal. I believe you will restore. I believe you will deliver. I am believing you will prosper. And that's why I can pray with fervency. You can't say you believe something and you have no fervency. You can't say you believe something and your prayers are like you've been whooped. It's too many people in the body of Christ coming to him and coming to him like, Lord, please, begging. You don't have to. He wants you to come to him with fervency. James 5:16, a familiar scripture, but let us not forget the fervency. So can I charge each and every one of us that are podcast subscribers for this particular journey? You got to be fervent. Check the last time you prayed something over your priest, prophet, and king. Check the last time you prayed something over your bank account. Check the last time you prayed something over your body. Were your prayers fervent? The prayer being fervent. So now you got to check your heart. You got to work on your healing. And so now on the next episode, when we start talking about being healed, we will know why we have to push so hard to be healed, because we're working to get our fervent prayers to avail. I'm Yvette Benton, the host of Submitted and Strong Podcast. I'm so excited about what God is doing. On an upcoming episode, I'm going to be interviewing some amazing Submitted and Strong helpmeets to be able to tell their journey. But I wanted to drop this word. I decree and declare your prayers are now fervent, and you shall see them avail much.